home.
Hoodie and back.
4C and mobile.
KO4HX. Welcome back, Eric.
Eric, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning, Andrew.
I'm doing all right this morning. Finally on the road. I was hoping it was Friday, but I woke up and realized it wasn't.
You're seeing the cops like 10 cars ahead of me. They just shut it down right in front of me.
On the road.
I know. And came down the hill and all blue lights went on and now we're stopped.
We're ZLE. Good morning, everyone.
KO4HX over here.
Good morning, Anthony. W2JKT.
KO4CN.
Good this morning. Well, I woke up poor again, so I guess I'm back off to work. Doggone it.
Unfortunately, all of us are that way right now.
Not wealthy, put it that way.
Would you go ahead.
Been silly. I said, well, I woke up poor again, so I guess I got to go back to work. Then again, the good Lord blessed me. I'll say I didn't wake up rich, so.
On the same boat, so we'll just enjoy the ride in together. He may bend the steering wheel this morning with his route in.
Wrecks or something, or what's going on?
Pulling lane closures on shutdowns on I-85, and we're in the place where they've finished construction, so I have no idea why they are doing this in an area where they're completely done with it. There's no, you know, construction zone or anything. They're just randomly shutting down the highway.
And I remember having to drive up down through there with those stinking chutes, pulling race haulers and stuff, and just hoping somebody don't do something stupid.
Idea why they're shutting it down here. I mean, you know, there's no construction anymore. It's all done. Don't know what they're doing. So I guess get to sit here and roll with it.
Breakfast, you can enjoy it while you're sitting there.
we ate burgers down in Greenville yesterday, but overindulged a little bit. So my stomach is still feeling a little bit wrecked from that yesterday.
Finished up a Daniel fast with the church, and I think that kind of messed with her stomach some, and then now she's getting back on her normal diet, and it's really got her stomach in a mess.
For HGX, some people don't tolerate that stuff well, and in others, it doesn't seem to affect them. They can just eat whatever they want to, as much as they want, and move right along.
The rule is I don't eat after 12 o'clock because I have real problems sleeping if I have a whole bunch of food in my stomach when I go to bed. So I just quit eating around noon and don't eat again until the next morning. And I've been sleeping a lot better from that. So I think I'm just going to keep it going.
Sorry, man. I didn't mean to double on you. Yeah, my blood sugar drops down. In fact, I'd love to be able to do something like that, but my sugar will bottom out if I do.
When I was doing it, I had stuff like that where I would just kind of have a crash in the afternoon, but after the first week of it, it pretty much, you know, my body found a new set point, and I haven't had that problem, you know, since after the first week.
I mean, that's my problem. It's willpower, too.
Who yourself this weekend? Since tomorrow's your today's your Friday.
Don't really have any plans for tomorrow a whole lot, but Saturday we've got our business meeting down in Anderson, so I'll be driving all the way down there. Be down there all day.
Great weekend.
Really doesn't.
Saturday. That's all I want. Good 7:30. I'd be happy.
Happening for me, KO4HKX, and guys, I'm going to step out for just a minute.
CEOs of this hamcation will have some, maybe they'll have some new reveals of something that might be worth buying. The patches go. Second, Travis.
Enclosures, but it's starting to pick up now, so I think they've let it go. I'm not sure why they stopped it or anything. I mean, we're they're probably taking up cones somewhere down the road somewhere, but, you know, it was only about a 10-minute delay, so not that bad.
Going in some of those areas.
Finished, so I don't know why they would need to do it.
Got their contract, it's got a link to it. So you wonder if they just drag it out, even just to point it, go put cones out just so it looks like they're doing something, just so they can keep that contract going.
They're doing some patchwork because the concrete they laid down is already falling apart, and they've had to, cut out and replace a whole bunch of pieces of it. And the top of the surface is breaking apart in a lot of places too. So I don't know what they did to mess this up so bad, but they could have been just fixing one of those places.
Shoot, I've thought about, emailing Governor McMaster and telling him how crappy 85 and 26 is right there. I mean, you go through there and it's just bumpy as all get out. And it don't like their finish, but I haven't seen any kind of equipment out there forever.
If they're going to come back over top of it with asphalt or something at some point, but I mean, because, a lot of what the new stuff is asphalt, but, north of, like 70 or something, it turns to concrete. So, I'm not sure what's going on with it, but, the concrete is definitely, it's looking like it's 40 years old already, let's just put it that way.
Patchwork on the bridges over the lake here last summer, and heck, it seems like half of that's already crumbling back apart and more potholes.
Incredible fix than a temporary fix, right?
In the medical industry, there's no profit in cures.
I can't keep the roads good for any amount of time. It's just, I don't know. I mean, even the areas where they just get done, it just seems like it doesn't hold up that long at all.
No, and it's just not, the top of the surface is completely, it's got those holes in it, showing the under layer, for miles. It's just not.
I think, too, there's just so much restriction on materials now with this so-called global warming stuff or whatever, but the materials are much more inferior now with just EPA regulations and stuff.
I'm sure it's probably just cost, trying to take cost out of everything and, using the cheapest concrete, the cheapest cement, the cheapest everything that you could possibly find. Probably, cut it with drywall out of China or something,
Doubt about that, KQ4ZLE.
W2JKT.
Yeah, we'll cut a whole lot of corners to save costs, KO4CM.
And it's done by the lowest bidder, and they still have to pay the kickbacks to the politicians in 4AZE.
With the automotive industry now, they contract out these other companies, make these parts for them, and these companies, they're going by the design, but the materials that they're using are just inferior.
I agree about the automotive industry. I know that one way too well. You can give a supplier the design side of a part, and you give them a drawing, and they just go as cheap as they can do, and we get some crappy parts that just have to be redone a couple times till it even remotely gets up to a good standard.
That was the 4853 LS motors on the Chevrolet trucks. They had that Castec company that was making the heads and other aluminum parts. I mean, the design was good, but the doggone material of the aluminum caused them to crack, and they're so porous. But if it weren't for that, wouldn't have no issues with them. But now the DOD junk.
Dang, I mean, you see it all over the place, even the engine in my truck. The 5-liter Cummins, it's known for breaking crankshafts because the company out in like Singapore or Thailand or whatever that made the crankshafts, didn't make them right, so they're prone to breaking.
That one, that's like when I first got my truck, it had those on it, so I replaced them with non-Castec heads, and now that truck's got over 400-some thousand miles on it with no problems. But it's just crazy how we have to deal with that. Quality control of other places just ain't what it should be. Or even their regulations and stuff.
Traffic cam nowadays.
Do that with the wrong oil, that's for sure.
What does the metal they're using?
Run is full roller now, so. But yeah, that's like in that race car. All it's full roller, but we run a 70-weight oil that's actually designed for the nitro engines. That's like putting gear lube in an engine.
Run my stuff. I gave up flat tabbing a long time ago.
Much more efficient. Most of the time, you don't even have to adjust the valve on a lot of that stuff. You just torque it and go. But then again, but yeah.
Pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
7-3, Andrew. KO4HKX. Have a great day.
7-3, Andrew. Have a great day. Be safe. W2JKT.
Drew, be safe, man.
Yeah, remember, tomorrow's Friday. It'll be your last day in 4AZE.
I'm ready for it. KO4CF.
Hey, isn't it?
For now.
Good. Upper 70s today.
Day.
73 on my watch.
In the upper 70s. Maybe it is tomorrow or Friday or something.
Supposed to get back like pretty cool again, I think, what, next week or something like that?
Supposed to be back down in the 50s, 40s and 50s next week. So enjoy the weekend, even though it's supposed to have a chance of showers.
Weekend to work, it's supposed to rain. It's going to be nice.
There's always a chance of rain, but it's going to be good. I think it's like 20% or something, 25. 50s next week, that's not really bad for the time of year.
We've got the first part of the winter.
That's for sure.
North Carolina are glad to have some decent weather.
Glad to not see freezing again. The freezing and thawing's got the road falling apart. So I'll probably spend tomorrow working on that.
And man, we were out there in short sleeves, short pants. Like it's almost like summertime.
It was nice, that's for sure. So he took off. He texted me this morning. So I don't know if he's listening or not. He's only got that HT there at his house.
Yeah, if you happen to be listening there, Ken, hope you have a good one. How about Dave? Is y'all heard from Dave?
This morning. I talked to him for a few minutes. But he said he was going to be around. I don't know if he's still listening either.
I've been in.
Family come in yesterday. He gets his son and fiance come in, so can't get to it.
I have changed that. Before that happened, I put mine up in a motel or something.
I don't know. So Anthony, you still working with a race team, or you got your own drag car?
Some part time. Been with Tim Wilkerson, and his son Daniel's driving the funny car now. But I've worked with like Chad Green, and probably maybe some with Blake Alexander too, because him and Chad have kind of joined forces this season, running two full time funny cars. Then Chad's son Hunter is going to be running a fuel funny car part time this season. So I'm kind of hoping to get out there with them again. Last season had to take a break, or they did, because they had so many budget cuts of everything. But hopefully get back out there this season.
And I know once that stuff gets in your blood, it's hard to get it out.
And it's like a big family, too. I mean, you know, the people you meet and hang out with and stuff like that. That's like old John Force. He's a super cool dude. He's always been respectful to me and treated me well.
On more than one occasion. So, and I Sometimes I'll go down to Charlotte. I hadn't been in a few years. When they had the full ride down there, I like to go watch it sometimes. And we can get race tickets through the Matco. So where we can get down in the pits and hang out with the guys down there.
Yeah. That's like Antron Brown with Top Fuel. His Matco deal. He's a pretty cool dude too. But yeah, we won the the Carolina Nationals in 2021. That was a lot of fun. It was a busy weekend, but it was a lot of fun. We actually beat out Force on that one.
And as far as Antron Brown, it's hard to find a better spokesperson than him for your company. He's just always friendly, good to be around. So no complaints there at all.
Got to hang out with him several times, man. And like I said, he's just as cool as he can be, down to earth. Super cool dude. And most of them are. I mean, you know, they get busy, and a lot of fans kind of take it the wrong way because they got a lot on their minds on race days, and, you know, they're just having to stay busy. Sponsors got them running around all over the place. And it's not that they're trying to be rude. They're just so busy. And they're trying to be with the fans as much as they can.
Better job than most any other sport out there about that. So, the fans having access.
Something I do love about it is much more family and fan friendly than most other sports. You're right about that. Brazil, that's one major thing about Tim Wilkerson and a lot of them. But he's a big kid person. I mean, he'll grab a kid out of the crowd, you know, of course with parent permission, and bring them in there and bring them into the pit, show them the car, just let them look around, stuff like that. And the look on these kids' faces, man, it's you can't describe it. It's really cool. A special needs kid or something like that. I mean, just like I said, the look on their faces, the smiles, are just, you can't beat it.
And Antron does the same thing, and he'll send them home with parts and pieces out of the car that they're not using anymore, that they're done with. And he's just great about that kind of stuff.
Thing too that's really cool about Antron, we have a Racers for Christ group. Every Sunday we have like a church group at the track, and he's led that several times, so that's been really cool too.
Our expos, and he walks around just like anybody else. So you just never know if you're going to bump into him or not. The only problem is I'm not very tall at all, and the only problem you have with him is looking over top of him.
That's true. I just wonder what all these Toyota guys are going to do now that Toyota's stepping out after the 25 season. It's going to be interesting. There's a lot of changes this season.
I hadn't heard that Toyota was getting out, but I don't keep up with it like I used to now that I don't have regular TV and can't watch it at all.
Streaming a lot of that stuff now.
HRA TV that you can get, but it's a little expensive for me. It's that. Then some of the races, I think FS1, Fox Sports. I've been standing up with old Bruno Massa on a couple of them when they were doing interviews like with Tim and stuff like that. So that was kind of neat.
Samsung TV down here in the shop, and it's got hot rod stuff on it, all kind of hot rod stuff.
I forget which one it is now because we've got it, but it's got an HRA TV on it. They show a lot of the old classic stuff, a lot of the old races and stuff. That's really cool to see too, especially to see how it's advanced the technology and stuff through the years. Some of them old dogs. Don Garlitz and Don Perdome and all them, and I've got to hang out with them critters, and they're just cool as they can be too.
I've got that. You can watch them from back in the 60s.
Several of those Roku and several of those have got that on them. It's pretty neat. Only problem, they play some of the stuff over and over again, but I guess then again, they've only got so much that they can show, or, you know, available to show, that's been recorded through the years.
There's nothing but that. It's nothing but it's drag racing, and they may keep rolling it. I don't know, but I've watched it some. It is interesting.
HRA TV, but they've also got one too that you can get a subscription to that shows all the races throughout the season. Just to me, it's a little pricey. I think it's like $135 a year, just a little pricey, but yeah.
Out there, I hadn't heard you on here in a little bit.
Yep, it's been a long time since I've done anything with racing, but it's still enjoyable to listen to you.
Well, I hope everyone has a good day. Be safe out there. I'm going to get in here and see what's going on in this here emergency department. Thank you.
Hey, somebody, Anthony, but 73, I hope you have a great day as well. Be safe in there. This is W2JKT.
Anthony, have a great day. KO4HKX.
Catch you later in 4AZE.
Sir, guys, everybody have a good day. KQ4ZLE clear.
I was much more into like F1, and I watched NASCAR once in a while, but I watched a lot of F1 back in the 80s and 90s, but haven't really been, you know, had time since then.
Well, 500 if I happen to be here. Isn't that this month? Don't they start it?
This month sometime, I don't know exactly when, because I quit watching it. It got to be when they went to the race for the chase and all that stuff. I don't know, I just lost interest in it.
Yeah, I like the Daytona race, and there's one other one. It might be the Charlotte race I like to watch.
I like NASCAR when they put all the restrictor plates and stuff in there and quote-unquote level the playing field and made it impossible for anybody to really win. And it's just a matter of, you know, you had the only way you had a chance of winning is just to avoid getting wrecked out. And then, yeah, F1 kind of did the same thing, so I kind of moved away from that. And then, I don't know, I think racing isn't really racing if you have all these restrictions and limitations and stuff on what people can do.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would love to see somebody actually bring back a stock car. You go to the dealership, buy a car, and that's what you go race in. That would be more interesting to me.
Airbags popping.
Well, that stuff, take it out to put in the safety features. But, I mean, actual car that you can go get at the dealership on Monday morning.
Funny. One of the cars, throw some roll bars in it and go racing.
When it was really interesting.
So in the 70s, we used to go to Greenville Pickens and watch them some, and they had the what they call the street stock class, and that was pretty much what that was. Of course, you know.
A car that you just buy from a dealership, you pretty much just have to do autocross these days. And I did that a lot in college. That was a lot of fun, but everything is just, you know, there's nothing stock about stock car racing anymore.
But that's where a lot of our technology comes from too. So I'm not downplaying it, but I mean, you think about what the average Joe can go buy the car you're racing, what that would do for driving, sales, and business. I'm at my first stop, and looks like they're getting here now, so it's time for me to get my day started. Eric, I hope you get a productive day in and get past all those rolling roadblocks. And, dude, enjoy that recliner. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, guys.
Eric, I'm going to jump out here, too, because it's about time to call Courtney and say good morning to her. I'll talk with you guys probably tomorrow morning. Have a great day. W2JKT.
And guys, y'all have a good day. We'll try to catch you guys tomorrow. See ya in 4AZE.